Russ Parr Morning Show, People Poll Time, 51 minutes past the hour. Yes, prenups. Is it killing the institution of marriage?
Of course not. It's saving it.
Wait a minute. You know, basically, you're telling us that Candy Burris needs her man to sign a prenup.
She best.
If she's in love with him.
If they're in love.
Yes. Here's the thing. They're having problems.
There's ulterior motives when you're doing all that.
They're already having problems before the marriage. She thinks he messed with her. Her mother thinks he messed with her
but
best
that's
friend.
The mom. Remember, Goodness. The mom had
what
a problem with the other
money?
Dude.
What's that got to do with the money?
Exactly. Everything.
Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Turn your radio down. Uh-oh.
Yes, I told you that before you came on, but sweetheart.
Well, you had to say what you're saying. You try to say, I already told you, but
yeah,
I love
but
you.
But it's okay. I love you. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, your comment, please.
I feel like you need a prenup whether you have money or not. Because sometimes you enter into a union with somebody and they're broke. And you take on their debt.
And he up there trying to take your bicycle.
Your debt.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what?
Coming in the car, you got a Huffy. That's not going to work.
Yeah, because some dudes will look at the thing that's your prized possession, you know, and go after that.
That's right.
Just on some GP to push you off.
And what she's saying, though, is also maybe neither one of y'all got nothing, but maybe he is negative on some stuff. You got to take on his negative equity.
But when you married him, you accepted that negativity and that brokenness.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Yes, you do. You know.
Nope.
My genitals don't have bad credit.
You're damn right. What? Now, that I'll take.
There ain't no bad credit with these genitals that you take.
That's all right.
Come on. There's a trade-off here, baby.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, man's penis has got like a score of 400.
Oh, wow. 400? Damn. Yeah. Can't buy nothing with that.
Good morning. Hello.
Damn.
Can you buy love?
No.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
I was holding to play the game.
Oh, you were? Oh, yeah. Too damn bad.
Not what we're doing.
That's not what we're doing. Thanks for paying attention, though.
Tweet, tweet.
Yeah. Dave the Dude says, hell yeah, you better get one if you're rich. Divorce rate's over 50%. Juanita Jordan got about $100 million and hit zero fadeaways.
But
she did have like
it.
Five freaking kids.
She was there from day one.
He probably cheated on her the whole time. Not trying to be rude, says love or not, when the relationship is over, some people get real petty. And if for that reason alone... You need it.
I want your fingernail file.
Yeah,
your
like what?
One.
You want my dog.
Mm. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, go ahead, please.
I agree with Frida. What's tearing away marriages is people forgetting about what it's really about. If you come in broke and somebody got money, don't think that you're supposed to have half of that once it's over
But
with.
What about Kim and Kanye?
I'm going to take what I came with. That's going to be it, bro.
What about Kim and Kanye?
Well, they both got paper.
Yeah, but they both got paper. So what do you do in that situation?
Let's nothing. You leave what you got.
Thank you. You leave what you came with. We both got money, so why should I get it?
But what happened to love? What happened to love?
If you love, then you ain't going to need it.
But if you're in love, you ain't thinking about all that getting married.
But when the love ends, the cash ends.
Yeah,
well, if you go into it thinking that, it is going to end.
Mm. Good morning. Hello.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's Rashawn from Baltimore.
Go ahead, man.
I want to say, man, whoever don't think the prenup is a good idea is crazy, man. You feel me, man? Because my last situation, I told her, like, listen, getting the prenup. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a lot to lose, you know?
Hang up, Ron. Like, right. Just why don't you what just you go got? Ahead and hang up?
Nothing.
Go ahead, man. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. I think that you should have to have a prenup. I'm not the richest person in the world, nor my husband, but we have one, and we're going to have some ground rules.
What y'all splitting up?
Oh, no, we're not
going to
split up, but hey.
No,
what are you splitting up?
How's
the prenup work
what
for
you
y'all?
Got?
Oh, we're land. We're from North Carolina.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. So, you know, I hear that.
That's what's up.
Yeah, because you got to be careful.
And what you need to do as well is, like, if your family's your land, you put it in your mama's name.
I like that, though, because you don't want nobody end up with your grandmama land.
Oh, my
something.
God, that would make me sick.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Your comment, please.
For somebody like, I think prenups are a good thing to have. For somebody like Candy that worked forever, you know, to build her empire, and now she's an entrepreneur doing her thing. She don't need nobody coming in, you know, trying to take it from her. And I can understand what her mom is saying.
Uh-huh.
She's trying to look out for the best interests of her daughter.
And you know,
try to get over on her.
There's a new breed of dudes out there now.
Yeah, they ain't new though.
Like, hey, man, I just want to hang out and let you take
care
of me,
man.
As long as I provide him.
Well, if you have a prenup and they give you a couple million, I mean, you should be happy.
Is that what you're looking at? Ain't no rich woman marrying you, ever.
They should call it a prenup.
Somebody.